Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
What is it like to you, the emotions of going into arguably the biggest stage of a game you've ever played in?
Man, it's unbelievable, man. It's more excitement than anything, you know. I know I'm excited. I know everybody around the building is excited. And you can just tell, you know, just how we're preparing and everything. But that's the emotion for me, excitement. It's very exciting.
And what can you take this time around from the first time you played these guys earlier in the season?
We just got to execute. That's really what it comes down to. And we know that those guys, they always going to try to fight to the end. You know, they always try to find a way to win. That's what they're good at. So, you know, our will to win just got to be greater than theirs on Sunday.
Appreciate you, Devin. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem.
Hey, Devin, how are you?
Doing good, man. How are you?
I'm good. Good to catch up. You know, obviously, you know, this offense has taken on, you know, a different identity this year. I mean, the passing game has been tops in the league. And, you know, when you guys have gotten your opportunities, that, you know, you've run it well. But I'm curious, like, where's your confidence level at going into, you know, a big game like this and kind of like a, you know, it's just been different this year than it was a year ago. Where's your confidence level at in terms of yourself and this just ability to run the ball in general for this team?
Right. And to be honest, very confident, you know. I feel like we got what it takes, you know. If our number was called to run the ball, we got what it takes. So I'm very confident when it comes to that. But like you say, you know, we got a new identity. So it doesn't change my, you know, me being confident. So. Mm-hmm.
And what's it been like? Obviously, Zach's been out, but what's it been like, you know, TJ getting kind of on the active roster and being a bigger part of the game planning? What's your guys' relationship like? And he's a guy that's been in the league, you know, a lot longer than I think people even realize, and he's played a lot of important ball too.
Yeah, man, it's been smooth. You know, TJ, that's my brother. You know, pretty close, I would say. We've just been chopping it up and just, you know, trying to get him back in the flow of things, you know, actually being in the actual game, you know, seeing what that feels like. So just being on our details, chopping it up, you know, running things about each other, and that's what we've been doing. So I feel like we've been gelling good, though.
Thanks, man. Good luck.
Appreciate it.
Hey, Devin, here from Argentina. How are you?
Doing well, man. How you doing?
I'm fine, thanks. How do you feel the city of Buffalo this week, particularly with your first trip to the conference final?
Yeah, man, I'm feeling good. You know, it's one, like I said, man, it's one of the biggest games, you know, that I've ever been a part of. I know a lot of guys on the team. You know, it's one of the biggest games for them as well. We ready, man. We locked in, feeling good. Just, you know, trying not to be too anxious, trying to get to Sunday. That's really what it is.
Hey, Devin, as you guys are preparing for this game and you talk about it being one of the biggest games you've ever played, and I'm sure there's some nerves for some people on this team, whether it's rookies or just people, you know, excited to play in such a big game and a big stage. But with that, a lot of the players have talked about just the trust that they have in each other and how that really helps them at the end of the day. So how does the trust and really not wanting to let the guy next to you down help fuel you guys once you're on the field?
Oh, man, a lot, you know what I'm saying? Because you don't want to let your brother down. You know, he counting on you, you know what I'm saying? And I'm counting on him. So with that being said, sense of urgency is at an all-time high, you know, around the building. And like I said, man, we don't ever want to let your brother down. So it just means a lot to just handle your business for your brother.
Do you think it means anything more to this season, just knowing what you've all gone through and knowing just the off season that you had, wondering if the season would start on time, if it would finish on time, if we were to really even have a season. I mean, the hoops and the hurdles that you guys have been able to jump through this season to get to this point is impressive. So does that make it any more special, the bond between each other?
Oh, definitely. Because we definitely been in some tough times, still in some tough times. So, you know, our bond just only got better and better over time. So it's definitely going to mean a lot after all we've been through from offseason, just finding ways to work out with each other, you know, to get to know our teammates, our new teammates, bring them into the family. So, like you said, we've been through a lot. So it definitely means a lot. It means everything to us, to be honest.
Thanks, Devin.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Devin, it's John. Again, I'm just some quick ones here. So many people, and I know you're probably sick of us asking you about the running game, but has there been an adjustment for you as your involvement in the passing game has kind of had an uptick while necessarily the rushing attempts haven't? And that's maybe, is it the same thing essentially for you as a running back, whether you're getting it as a carry or getting it out of the backfield as a pass?
Yeah, I mean, really, man, it really is. You're just getting a feel for the game, being in the game. It's kind of the same, because even if you're not running the ball and you're catching the ball out the backfield or you pass for him, you're still getting that flow of the game and that feeling of the game, which is big. So it's kind of the same thing. Just like you said, we're just not getting it from backfield. We're just getting it in the pass game, getting the touches in the pass game. So it's kind of the same.
And for you, like working in open space, how different is it for you from a playmaking perspective going between the tackles or with a handoff as it is, as opposed to when you're getting it maybe in the flat and whatnot?
Yeah, man. The biggest difference is the guys that's closer to you. So when you're going through the tackles, you know, you got the big D lineman. That's a different ball game in there. So when you're on the outside, you might have a safety or a cornerback. Or as a running back, you're supposed to win that battle. So, you know, that's really the biggest difference to me.
And is I don't want to say one easier, but is one for your style of running and whatnot, is one better suited for you, do you feel, than the other?
I wouldn't say so. I feel like both I'll be able to do well. So.
And are you getting – I know, like, you didn't catch a lot of passes coming out of college. I mean, are you feeling more comfortable with that, and how has that maybe grown this year because of the change in philosophy?
Right. You know, I feel like I'm catching better. I feel like it's shown, you know, that I'm catching better. But even in the offseason, that was one of the things I wanted to work on, you know, coming into year two. And like I said, I feel like I'm doing better at it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.